Manuscript Release Number 728, Thursday, October 25th, 1894. Granville, New South Wales, Australia. Ellen White to Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. Marian is working at the greatest disadvantage. I find but little time in which to write on the life of Christ. I am continually receiving letters that demand an answer, and I dare not neglect important matters that are brought to my notice. Then there are churches to visit, private testimonies to write, and many other things to be attended to that tax me and consume my time. Marian greedily grasps every letter I write to others in order to find sentences that she can use in the life of Christ. She has been collecting everything that has a bearing on Christ's lessons to his disciples from all possible sources. After the camp meeting is ended, which is a very important meeting, I shall locate myself in some place where I can give myself to the work of writing on the life of Christ. Where that will be is a question that is not settled, but it must be done. There is much to be done in the churches, and I cannot act my part in keeping up the interest and do the other work that is necessary for me to do, without becoming so weary that I cannot devote strength to writing on the life of Christ. I am much perplexed as to what is my duty. I have about decided to devote all my time to writing for the books that ought to be prepared without further delay. I would like to write on the life of Christ, on Christian temperance, and prepare testimony number 34, for it is very much needed. I will have to stop writing so much for the papers, and let the Review and Herald, the Signs of the Times, and all other periodicals go without articles from my pen for this year. All articles that appear under my signature are fresh, new writings from my pen. I am sorry that I have not more literary help. I need this kind of help very much. Fanny could help me a great deal on the book work if she had not so many articles to prepare for the papers, and so many letters and testimonies to edit, to meet the demands of my correspondence and the needs of the people. It is of no use to expect anything from Marian until the life of Christ is completed. I wish I could procure another intelligent worker who could be trusted to prepare matter for the press. Such a worker would be of great value to me. But the question is, where shall I find such an one? I am brain-weary much of the time. I write many pages before breakfast. I rise in the morning at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock. You know that my whole theme, both in the pulpit and in private, by voice and pen, is the life of Christ. Hitherto, nearly all that I have written on this theme has been written during the hours when others are sleeping.